And it is time now this morning for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. And with today's program, here is your host, LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And coming up on Thursday is St. Patrick's Day, so I thought we'd talk a bit about the Irish. Many people, even if they have no Irish ancestors, they sometimes sort of adopt them on St. Patrick's Day to have a little bit of fun. And, of course, there's all kinds of celebrations all across the nation to include people in the celebration for St. Patrick's Day. You often hear of New York and Boston having these huge parades, and probably if you've been listening to news, you know that Omaha has a big parade. And I just learned recently someplace else that I never thought about having big parades were Savannah and Charleston. Millions of people go there also. So the big celebrations for St. Patrick's Day. But let's look back a bit in history. I want to take a way far back look as well as a look at what happened in the United States and what Irish have contributed to America. But way before that, I've been reading a book called How the Irish Saved Civilization. And you know, that's a story, and this is a history book. This is not a fiction. And we don't often put the words Irish and civilization in the same sentence. We think of Egyptians and Greeks and maybe French, and you know, when we think of the great civilizations, probably Ireland does not come to the top of the heap. And I'm not sure what you think of when you think of Irish and Ireland. I think a lot of people think about the Irish being sort of wild and charming and maybe corrupt and some negative things, as well as knowing how to have fun. But we don't have this picture of a great Irish civilization. However, when the Dark Ages came along, you know, Rome was overrun and much of civilization was destroyed. Anything that was printed was burned, and, you know, it just kind of took civilization away. But according to this historian, the scribes in Ireland wrote down everything they could. They copied all of what they could in terms of Western literature. So, of course, once that was copied, it could be passed on to the next group of people. You know, after Rome fell, eventually things started building back up and civilization started growing again. But without the mission of the Irish monks, who refounded European civilization throughout the continent, the world that came after would have been an entirely different one, a world without books. It would have taken a long time to get back to where it had been. So this book is interesting, not only because of the topic, how the Irish saved civilization, but it's sort of a review of those Dark Ages and how that came to be, and some of the problems with the politicians and what went on. So it's a good little history lesson, and it's not a great big fat thick book on history. It's just a couple hundred pages, so you can learn a lot. So from many Irish coming to the United States from the 16th to the 20th centuries. So, and I think we think of most of them coming during the potato famine, and I'm sure the biggest number did come then. But people from Ireland had been coming to the United States for a long time. And they changed as they came to the United States, but they also changed what happened in America. They contributed to American culture in many ways. They became political and religious leaders. They have drive and charm and a way with words to achieve special success in journalism, entertainment, and sports. And even some of the words that we use came from that fierce Irish temper, such as paddy wagon, Donnybrook, and fighting Irish. You know, those are all words that we have used in the American language, and they were used because of the Irish. But talking about when so many people from Ireland came, there was a lot of discrimination, partly because there was such a wanting of jobs. You know, there was competition for those jobs, and here all of a sudden are the Irish immigrants that are coming in. But what they did for all workers was a lot of organizing, and among them was Mary Harris, or she was called Mother Jones, and of course she was Irish descent, and she was involved in the improvisation of workers' unions throughout the U.S. for more than 50 years of her life. She worked to ensure timely arrests of people behind unscrupulous attacks on the labor force, and she worked so hard she earned audiences with U.S. presidents as a way of fortifying her initiatives. And that history of leadership, of course, went on, and you can start naming names that are much more recent, probably a couple that come to mind, and perhaps even more recent, but Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and President John F. Kennedy were Irish who gave great leadership in the United States. So as we look at that history, again, I'm thinking, and this was true and is still true of the description of how people were. You know, we want to put people in one box and say, this is how people from Ireland are, or this is how people from China are. You know, we want to put them all in one box, and that's where a lot of those words and descriptions came along. One of the books that I read quite some time ago was about building the Union Pacific Railroad. And there were two groups of people from other countries who helped build that railroad. It would probably not have been done otherwise. One group was from China, and the other group was from Ireland. And I'm sorry to say the Irish got a pretty bad reputation. It got some work done, but they also had a reputation of having a whole lot of fun and causing a lot of problems along the way. But again, those descriptions were by a historian, hopefully looked at lots of information to get to that. So if you think about what the Irish have contributed to the American culture, one source I had gave a top 10 list of the most important things that we gained from those with Irish heritage. The first one was the automobile. Now, when we think of Henry Ford, we probably don't think Irish, but his ancestors were from Ireland. So that was a really important one. The submarine, probably not something that we all think is on our list, but a submarine was a really important invention. Here's one that's closer to home. The tractor. Harry Ferguson invented or renewed some ways to get a tractor built. And for some of you, the name Ferguson will ring a bell because that name was carried on tractors. Next one is a tank used in many wars that started with the Irish. On a more positive note, how about color photography? Think about what we missed before color photography. And we started out with transportation with the automobile. Another mode of transportation that was invented by the Irish was the monorail. And then there's the nickel zinc battery. How many batteries do you use in your home? Well, I think the next one you use, you might want to say thanks to the Irish. Splitting the atom. And then the last two on the list are those with that you drink. Guinness beer, if you go to Ireland, you will probably want to try that. And the second one, something for everybody, milk chocolate. Think about somebody having to invent the beverage, milk chocolate. Well, supposedly, the man who decided that had chocolate mixed with water and said, this is not very good. So he came up with the idea of mixing it with milk and said, this is so much better. So as you think about St. Patrick's Day, you may want to say thanks to the Irish for lots of things that they have given to us. And whether you're Irish or not, just enjoy that day. So until next time, here's a thought. Of course, it's Irish. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you're going, and the insight to know when you've gone too far.